Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity, the leading podcast for residential service contractors, sponsored by Service Roundtable and hosted by David Heimer.
Hi, this is David Heimer. Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity. Bill Hensler is joining me today. Bill is the founder, president, and owner of Quality Degree, Inc. They are headquartered in Royersford, Pennsylvania, and service most of central and eastern Pennsylvania. Bill and his team have created a very successful company. Their mascot is an iguana, which I think tells you about how unique they are. We previously interviewed Dan Cherry, Bill's GM, in episode 83, and we learned about Quality Degree's amazing and also unique annual kickoff party. So today, we're finally getting to talk with Bill, and I'm looking forward to it because he's a very interesting, fun, and smart guy. If you can ever meet Bill, you should take that opportunity. You'll learn something, and you'll have a great time. So Bill Hensler, welcome to Profiles in Prosperity.
Hi, David. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. So I think the last time I saw you might have been when we were in a cave in Kentucky doing zip lining. I'm not sure.
Oh, boy. I remember that. I think I beat you at that last run.
I'm sure you did. Let's go back to the beginning. How did you get into our industry?
How did I get into our industry? Okay. So growing up, I was always mechanically inclined. My dad was a plumber, but my dad and I didn't see eye to eye. I went to Votech school for heating and air conditioning, and then went on to a technical college for commercial refrigeration. I knew right from the beginning that I was going to be a business owner and wouldn't work for anybody else. I mean, didn't realize it till later in my life that I saw everything different than everybody else. And for a long time, I went against the grain on that until I started my own business, and then went against the grain with employees for a few years until I figured out how my brain works. But I started off with being very mechanically inclined and being able to sell anything. So being able to communicate really well, sell anything and fix anything. So that's pretty much, David, how it started. And when it started, it kind of grew really quick.
After getting out of school, did you immediately start Quality Degree and just work for yourself and build it? Or did you work for other people first?
When I was in school, I kind of dropped out of all my academic classes and stuff and only took the refrigeration classes that I wanted. And I was actually doing side jobs at school, buying heaters and water heaters and stuff from the supply house and installing them in the apartment building that I lived in. And then I would sell jobs when I was home. God, when I was 16, I installed my girlfriend's parents' entire central air system, which, you know, they were going to pay a contractor back then, which would have been an absolute fortune, like 15 grand to install it. And I did it for like 10 grand, and I was hooked right away.
Wow. I got to say, so you were 16 years old. That's a pretty gutsy move on the parents' part. You must have really impressed them. I'm not sure I would have trusted a 16-year-old to install my heating and air conditioning system.
I don't know if people were different back then, but, you know, I always look at other 16-year-olds and go, well, when I was 16, I was doing this. And every once in a while, you find another amazing one, and you try to bring that person in and find out what they're thinking, because they're probably thinking what you're thinking or what you thought back then. It's fun doing that. I think maybe you should talk about my ADD and dyslexia first, because that would help set the narrative for us being able to talk about 30 things all at once and then be all over the board as we talk, because I can see myself already all over. That's one of the things I learned, that I drive everybody absolutely nuts until they get to the point where they understand what I'm thinking and how I think, and then they cope with me.
Okay, that's a great idea. So tell me about ADHD and dyslexia and how you think about things.
Well, everybody always knew I had ADHD, and I was all over the board and going a mile a minute with hyperactivity and all that stuff, and thinking about a million things, starting things and never finishing them. But it wasn't until later in my life that I went through some therapy and really learned how my brain really worked. And that was one of the things that probably about 4 years ago really helped me figure out how my brain worked, how to communicate with people, and what my downfalls were so that I could make sure I don't get myself caught in the same traps that I have in the past. And once I learned that, how my brain worked and how other people perceived me, you know, that's when we went from like a $7 million company to a $16 million company. And we just started doing a whole bunch of things. And then that happened a few years ago. And then we had that huge growth. And now we're in that spot again where we hit that wall at that 16 million. This year is the year of reorganizing and totally taking another look at it to get to that next level, to get the structure set up so that we can go from that 16 to the 20, 25.
So what did you learn in the therapy and learning about how your brain works and telling other people about it? What did you figure out from that?
I learned that if I'm in a relaxed environment, my mind is open and free and I can speak and I remember all the stuff I'm going to say. But oh my God, put me on a stage and I have to talk in front of, you know, multiple people. I just cannot at that point recall everything. It's like you ask me a question and it should be something I totally know and I know it. It's not gone. I just can't retrieve it at that point. It's like I always look at it like somebody asks me a question and there's a room full of filing cabinets and they all slam closed and I can't find the data. That's what happened. But at the exact same time, I'm thinking about stuff that's on a totally different level than everybody else. And I have to find the right people that I can communicate my idea with, because if I communicate it with the wrong person, they won't see the vision and I won't be able to take it to the next step. But having some disabilities like that, you have to really make sure that in your life, you know how your brain works and you really connect with people that can fill that void that you don't have and can see that vision and then take that vision and be able to communicate it to somebody else. And that's, I think, the thing that I really fine-tuned in this last year is making sure that you got the right people on the team and you talk to the right ones that are able to take your vision and then translate it to people that don't speak your language. That's pretty much it.
Well, makes sense. That's a really great description. Thank you for sharing that. And also, thank you for being so open about having ADHD. I think there's a lot of people in our industry that have it, and they're not as open as you are. That's one thing. And I think they haven't taken the steps to finding the right people to help them get to the next level. We all have to surround ourselves with the right people, right? But if you have ADHD, I think it's even more important to make sure you get the right people. It's a great point.
Well, the dyslexia is the main one. That's the one that locks your brain up. And I would never want to not have this, because it gives you the ability to look at stuff the way nobody else would even think of looking at it. And that was one of the things, like, you know, before I really knew what I had and how my brain worked, people would always say, oh my God, how did you see that? How did you get that from that? So I would never change a thing. It's just now knowing how my brain operates, I see it has put me in a really great spot, because I traveled around the country and visited with, you know, other contractors. And a lot of times you go into these companies and these contractors are caught in the middle of just doing this function within their business. And some of them get caught in that function and they can't do anything else because they've already maxed out a lot of their capabilities because they're actually doing a function. And with dyslexia, I can't sit down and read a book because it would take me 20 times to read one sentence to understand it. But if I hear someone read it, I remember it. So having that disability has been able to allow me to already have coping mechanisms in place and figure out how to overcome things better than some other people. Because some other people and managers and owners, they're doing this task within their business because they can. I never did that task. I relied on somebody else, which always has allowed me to have that 30,000 foot view and not get caught in it. So I would have the ability to rely on people way more than someone that could actually do the task. So the people that were able to do the task never relied on other people, where I needed to rely on people from day one. I have a great foundation to go from 15 million to beyond with the right people in place. I see that as a huge, huge benefit. I would never change it.
Yeah, it's a good point. So what you're saying is you've always been working on the business because you couldn't be working in the business so much.
I would be making the decisions when they bring me the decisions. I can clearly see that, but God almighty, don't put me in a spot where I have to be locked behind a desk.
That's great background. Tell me just a little bit about Quality Degree Now.
Our structure now has changed a good bit. One of my buddies had a pest control business, and we sold it. And when he sold it, he didn't have something else. He didn't have another hot iron in the fire ready to go. He just was bored out of his mind. And then he lost all his contacts in business, like within that 1 year. And then now he's on to trying to do something else, but it's taking him a little bit longer to get primed up. So, I started a pest control business only because I knew the people that didn't like working for that new company when my buddy sold. So I brought them on and started pest control. And then during the pandemic, another guy came on board who did a lot of repairs with apartment buildings. I owned a few apartment buildings, so I'd hired him. And he was, for a year and a half, just doing nothing but working in all my real estate and redoing my apartment during COVID when he couldn't go anywhere. And during that process of him doing that, evolved that into a handy home business. And finally, after 2 years, we're right at the point where we're doing a decent amount of work and we're about ready to start tweaking it so that we start making a profit out of that area. But we got, you know, the structure and foundation set up. And then we started doing duct cleaning. And I kept that separate from the HVAC, even though our HVAC fed that business. The goal with the duct cleaning is as a loss leader. So we renamed another division, and it's called Home Revive. In that division, we advertise the emphasis on duct cleaning, because I think duct cleaning is the loss leader. I'm out there on the HVAC side competing against all these contractors for their maintenance checkup for $39 or $49 when you have Stanley Steamer out there doing the duct cleaning and not getting any other future work out of it. So in that Home Revive company, we advertise the duct cleaning, which is the loss leader. But we advertise when we pick up on the phone, why wouldn't you want us to do this job? Because we're duct professionals. We're going to sanitize your duct. We're going to pressure test your duct. We're going to check your duct for air leakage. We're going to test your duct work. We're going to do a performance analysis on your duct work so that at the end, if there's any modifications or any leaks, we're going to come up with a solution. So if your static pressure is, for example, too high, we're going to have a duct modification solution to get your system to work within the right range so that it doesn't burn itself up. Okay. If your ductwork's too leaky, we're going to seal it. Okay. If your ductwork is not performing and all your rooms aren't even, we'll have the fix for that also. I want to create a way that we can certify people's ductwork, because with the way things are going, some of the townships already are requiring our HVAC company to do a total static pressure test. Well, what we'd like to do is be able to certify the ductwork at a certain pressure and CFM. So a contractor can come in and install the correct system onto that duct system. So that's one of the things that we're doing, which I think is kind of fun.
Very different. How do all these things work together? Like, you've got heating and air conditioning, you've got handyman, you've got the Revive, you've got duct cleaning. So how are you cross-marketing all this stuff? Is Home Revive the way you get into the house?
Home Revive, and we're at the very beginning stages right now. We're just going to be advertising that, but emphasizing duct cleaning to get the phone ringing. And we're going to actually go out there and hit the street and, you know, already had a few meetings with a few other HVAC contractors so that they don't have to start a whole duct cleaning division. And that's one of the reasons why we rebranded it as a different company, so that they can sub us out and we go do the duct cleaning. If we find any crazy stuff, we can just give them a report at the end so that they can take care of it. Out of every 10 duct cleanings we do, we'll sell one or two AeroSeals. And that's where the money's at.
How many people have you got doing like handyman stuff? Is that a one person, three people?
I believe we have four people in that division. Through the last few years, we've learned the jobs to take and the jobs not to take. Our target market is a one-day job, or it might be several one-day jobs, but they're all not the same job. You know what I mean? It's not like a whole bathroom where they're stuck there for 5 days or something. The easiest part right now, which we're getting into without spending money, is add that all to our monthly maintenance agreement. So when my service coordinator answers the phone or anybody answers the phone and we're trying to sell a maintenance agreement, if they have our main contract with our HVAC, they could have an adder of pest control, or they could have an adder of Handy Home, or they could have an adder of the Home Revive portion, so that they can use some of those other services at a discount.
Like, what a great idea.
In our Handy Home Pros, you know, it might be a $50 a month adder, and every year we pressure wash their sidewalk, or we clean their gutters, or something that just always keeps us in front of that customer. And then when we're there, when the people are trained right, their eyes are always open for the money. And we make an offer, and if the customer accepts it, that's where the profit is.
Wow, what a great idea. So the handyman service, I would jump on that if somebody offered it here. A handyman maintenance agreement. What do you get for that?
I'm not 100% sure. The goal is to sell blocks of time and remind the customer that they have this time available. Uh-huh. And as soon as they need something, they just call up and we go out and we do that task for them, whatever it may be.
Great idea. I need to look around Dallas and see if I can find that service.
But the other reason for that is to, in the future, once we get it a little bit more organized, is take all of those Handy Home Pro technicians, have them be able to do a maintenance check, a home maintenance check. So if we can get one of those guys during those home maintenance checks to always be checking the vitals of your HVAC system, checking the exterior home, making sure there's no air leaks, making sure that there's no pests, making sure there's no termites, making sure there's no bees nest, where that guy can just come out and do a breeze through your property once a quarter. And on our brand new HVAC systems that were installed, if he finds anything, then he turns it back to a professional. He turns it back to the HVAC company, so that then a professional goes out and takes it from that next step. But that way there, on all the brand new systems that we install, that we really don't need maintenance and service, all it is a quick visual check. They still fall under their maintenance contract. And if they ever need any services, they have it covered from all angles. It's already working, but now we need to get the advertising part and get it fine-tuned.
You've been in business a long time. You've been very successful. What advice would you give to a young person who wants to be an entrepreneur like you?
Find somebody that's already done it. Get the roadmap so that you don't have to figure it out on your own. You need the roadmap.
Good advice.
I'm 53. I started when I was very young. I've been in business for almost 30 years now. And wow, if I would have been able to get my hands on the roadmap from the very beginning, that would have saved a lot of time. And I'd probably be a lot farther ahead right now.
Good advice. Is there anything I should have asked you that I didn't?
Well, the one thing about the structure of the company, our main company, which is Quality Degree Home Services, that's our holding company. And within our holding company, we brought all of our salespeople up to that area, all our accountings in that area. So we have shared services through all of our other divisions while we're doing those shared services. One of our goals is to help other HVAC contractors. So one of our concepts is to start working with some of these smaller contractors, and with our shared services, be able to help them with their accounting, help them with their advertising, charge them a fee. And then if they need any help with our Home Revive, we'd be able to handle the duct work and the duct cleaning for them. That would be a referral back and forth. One of our other divisions that didn't get started yet is our Warehouse Direct concept, which is essentially some of these smaller contractors, we would be providing a truck with, depending on what they need, with a lead installer or just a helper to show up to another job to help out another young HVAC tech getting started. So I could start a company, we would help him. If he sold something, we would help him sell it. We might even be able to use one of our salespeople to sell a job for him because it's a shared service at that level. And if he sells it, we'd also be able to show up with an unlettered truck to one of his jobs. And actually, he would have to stay there on the job, but he would have that helper for the day. And the goal would be in that area for us to network with 10 contractors, let's say, and in the next 2 years, get them to be growing really well and all kind of platformed on the same level. Imagine that.
That's a really interesting concept. Have you started doing that already?
We have prospects in place that we're sampling some things out as we speak.
Well, Bill, thank you so much for doing this. This has really been interesting. I'm glad I finally got a chance to talk with you, and I know that the listeners will really enjoy this. So good luck. Keep in touch. I want to hear how everything goes. I think what you're doing is very innovative. So good luck and keep in touch. And thanks.
Thank you so much, David.
Hi, this is David again. Three quick notes. One, if we provided any value today, would you please give us a good rating on whatever app you're listening on? It would help us a lot and help get our message to more people. Two, would you recommend us to a friend or colleague? Just as in your own business, personal recommendations are powerful. Three, we're always looking for great interviewees and topics. If you have an idea for us, if you know someone who should be interviewed, or if you would like to be interviewed, don't be modest. Just shoot an email to pip@newmediaempire.com. That's PIP, like Profiles in Prosperity, @newmediaempire.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your support.